Are you a newbie entrepreneur, solopreneur, side hustler, or small business owner? Do you want to learn how to build, launch, and grow your very own personal freedom success system? Well, congrats, because that's exactly what our podcast teaches. Let's get to it. Congratulations for taking the first step to solving your slow money blues. My name is Doug, retired U.S. Marine and two-time combat veteran turned entrepreneur at your service. Today's episode is personal constitution. But before we hop in the show, this is what I want to do today. I want to let you guys know that we're about to start season 6. So if you attempt to go to our website right now, you're going to see like a simple landing page and it's going to say follow us everywhere on Slow Money Blues. We're going to be launching our site, our new site, on the 28th of July. We're super excited about it. The new site is going to allow you to participate in contests, which is awesome. Plus, you're going to have an opportunity to do some, get some free downloads. There's just going to be so many different bells and whistles, the layout. We're going to have all of our 6 seasons. I can't even believe it. Our 6 seasons. Categorize, you go to the first page and stuff like that. And this is kind of like a teaser. So I want you to get excited about it. Go tell all of your family, friends, coworkers, and all those people that are suffering from slow money blues that the new site will be launching on the 28th of July, which is this upcoming Friday. Plus, everybody who comes into the site on that day, and it's going to be a one-time, one-day offer, you're going to have an opportunity to get access to a bundle of my books. Yes, my team and I, we have been super busy doing all types of stuff that we love to do. Now, let's continue. If you have any questions, today what you're going to do is just submit those on IG, Facebook, or Twitter using hashtag SlowMoneyBlues, and we'll get back with you. Reason being is because the site is down. You can also write where you review the site on Apple and on Google Podcasts. That way, we can get that awesome feedback. Until the new site is up, I am super excited about this. What are we going to be talking about today? Great question. We're going to be talking about 3 benefits of writing a constitution. Let me make it even more personal. 3 benefits of writing a personal constitution. I know that sounds a little weird, but I promise you, if you hang in there, we're going to have an amazing, amazing time. Of course, this is one of my favorite parts of the show. I'm never getting rid of it because it always keeps me focused, highly motivated. It's time to say our morning mantra. I state your full name, take 100% responsibility and accountability for my decisions and actions. I refuse to blame others. If I do, I give away all of my power, authority, and power given to me by God. Easy. That was easy. And we have 3 sponsors. We have a new sponsor. I'm super excited about that. That will be in the show notes. Of course, you know that the show drops every Wednesday at 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. It's linky.com, bignetdomain.com, and funds. This is one of those great crypto investment platforms that I've been using for, I don't know, about 20 weeks now. And I've been making over 3% every week. So in the show notes, you'll be able to get access to that link. Go ahead and get signed up. And I promise you, you'll be smiling like me. And you'll stop suffering from this horrible disease called slow money blues. Today's question is this. Do you have a personal constitution? Yes, no, I didn't think about it. Or I didn't know that I could do that. Well, of course you. We the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity. Do ordain and establish this constitution for the United States of America. Let's get personal. If you did not participate in the creation, editing, writing, and ratification of the U.S. Constitution, you are not part of the we, you are part of the us. What does that mean? Well, this is exactly why you need to write your own Constitution. 3 benefits of writing a Constitution. I am always amazed that people put so much credence and credit in other people's documents, but their own. And it blows me away, which is why as I begin to think about what I was going to share with you today on our inaugural, really, you know, starting our sixth year podcast. Super excited about it. Number 1, you are the author. Now, let's think about this for a minute. In doing just a little bit of research, I didn't take a super deep dive, but in doing just a little research, do you realize that 53 human beings signed the United States Constitution? It probably was more people than that who actually participated in the writing of the Constitution. And when you think about it, it's an amazing document, but only for the author. They literally start the Constitution out saying, "We the people." And the only "we the people" they are talking about at that time are the people who participated in the creation, the writing, and the editing, and the ratification of the Constitution. If you were not in the room, and I am not that old, and neither are you if you're watching me right now, you were not in the room. So guess what? You are not part of the "we," which is why I am imploring you and asking you, please write your own Constitution. Why? Because you are the author. Now, if you want to solicit the help of your family, friends, by all means, go ahead. But chances are, what you want to write as a Constitution, what they want to write as a Constitution, may be very different. However, I am certain that you probably can convince several people that a Constitution for themselves is better than a Constitution written for them by other people. Okay, point number two of three benefits of writing the Constitution. You can ratify it whenever you want to. It's kind of a legalese term. It just simply means that, hey, you are going to basically make this document legal and binding for all the people that agree to it. Now, of course, you're not going to disagree with yourself, so you're going to agree with yourself. That's always easy when you agree with yourself. Who's going to walk around all day having an argument with themselves? Now, let me digress. We do have thoughts. We do have to wrestle with our thoughts to come to a conclusion about a particular matter. But every human being does that. But to ratify something means that it becomes legally binding. But if I told you that there was a way out of a legally binding Constitution, would you believe me? Because there absolutely is. Do you realize that women in the United States of America have been trying to get an amendment to the Constitution as it relates to being treated equally and equality? And if I told you that they have been trying to do this since forever, would you believe me? Well, you don't have to believe me. You can go and do some research. You can ask all the women that have been trying to do it since forever, and they'll tell you, we never got it done. Because in order for you to ratify the Constitution, guess what? You have to have so many states to say, yes, we'll sign up and we will do that. And although we live in this country, maybe you don't live in this country. I live in this country called United States of America. Sure feels a lot like the divided states of America. But this is the great thing about writing your own Constitution. You don't have to be divided any longer, because guess what? It's about me, myself, and I. And if I decide I want to ratify my own personal Constitution, I can do it, and I don't need to get authority from anyone to do it. And I can do it whenever I want to do it, however many times I want to do it as well. Point number one, you are the author of your Constitution. Point number two, you can ratify the Constitution. And then finally, when it's all said and done, because when they initially started with the Constitution and constructing and creating the framework for it, it was not the 20-something amendments that we currently have right now, or whatever they're calling the articles. And they've done so many different things to it. And then when you go to court and you say, well, we're having a constitutional crisis because so many people have muddled it up, nobody knows the beginning from the end, except when it works for them, right? But this is the deal. I told you, you can actually get out of the ratification of a Constitution. You can amend it. That's point number three. In other words, you can go and make edits and changes whenever you feel like. Let me make this very, very personal and very, very practical. If your life is not going the way that you want it to go right now, for example, you're at work right now. You don't want to be at work. Well, guess what? You have the ability to amend going to work every day. It's just simply changing your mind. Now, if you have bought into a system, and oh, by the way, the Constitution is part of a system to do what? To help the people who wrote it continue to win. You thought I was going to say something totally different, didn't you? No, it's actually a document to help the people who wrote it continue to win. And who are those people? If your name is not on the document, chances are you're. If we could find all of the descendants of all of the people who signed the Constitution, I guarantee you those people are still winning in a major way. So if I told you that if you were one of those people that had actually penned the Constitution, if I told you, you would still be winning and you would never suffer from this disease called SMB, Slow Money Blues, would you believe me? Well, you should, because I promise you all of the people who signed the U.S. Constitution, they are still winning because they are the original we, the people. What are our takeaways? Well, that is a great, 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 great question. A personal constitution gives you the authority to live free, be free, and stay free. I have to say that again. A personal constitution gives you the authority to live free, be free, and stay free. I gotta snap that up myself. Now, if you don't think it's worth your time, worth your talent, worth your training, worth your education, your energy, and effort to write a personal constitution, I don't know what else to tell you. Actually, I do. Tune in next week to next week's episode where we're gonna be talking about fixed income. Until next time, I want you to build, launch, and grow your very own personal freedom success system. And I will not see you at the top, but I will see you over the top. There are five things you can do if you love the show. One, tell anyone suffering from SMB to tune into the live show each Tuesday from 9:30 to 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time on YouTube and Facebook. Two, follow, like, and share at Slow Money Blues on social media. Three, join our private Facebook group and get access to great resources. Four, subscribe, download, and rate the podcast. And five, donate so we can keep bringing great content.